The war's toll for the 7 days through August 14th, 2006. I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as the name of some Iraqi civilians. All these civilians were reported killed March 24th, 2003. But first, the numbers. As of the end of the day, August 14th, 2006, 2,831 U.S. and coalition soldiers have been killed in Iraq. Of that number, 2,601 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense is reporting that 19,377 U.S. soldiers have been wounded. We have no numbers for soldiers from other countries, the numbers of soldiers wounded from other countries, that is. In the past week, then, 9 U.S. and coalition soldiers were reported killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 435 coalition soldiers have been killed since the invasion, October 2001. Of that number, 327 are U.S. soldiers. 795 U.S. soldiers have been reported wounded by the Department of Defense, and as in Iraq, we have no numbers of soldiers of other nationalities wounded in Afghanistan. In the past week, then, 7 coalition soldiers were reported killed in Afghanistan. Also, at least 147 Afghanis were reported killed in the past week, bringing the total in August of 2006 to at least 228 Afghanis killed in the war. This information comes from iCasualties.org. Back to Iraq. According to IraqBodyCount.org, the number of Iraqi civilian deaths since the invasion, March 2003, stands at 44,621. Estimates from other organizations, and especially the Lancet report from 2 years ago, put the number then at 100,000 Iraqis killed, the estimate. So it's well over that, and the estimate is that hundreds of thousands of Iraqis have been wounded since the invasion. In the past week, then, at least 270 Iraqis were reported killed, bringing the total in August 2006 to at least 558 Iraqis killed in the war. The financial cost of the war, according to costofwar.com, is at $307.1 billion and counting, and that's just for the Iraq war itself, or for taxpayers in the state of Arizona. The cost to them now stands at $4.1 billion. I will now read the names first of Iraqi civilians reported killed in Iraq on March 24, 2003. Ahmad Majid Jalel, unknown age, male. Ahmed Khrem Kathem, 9-year-old boy. Ahmed Saber Sali, 5-year-old boy. Ala Yonis Dahi, 53-year-old man. Ali Kham Akhreb Al-Kadade, 48-year-old man. Amen Abed Shmiki, 18-year-old boy. Ashwaka Sedged, 25-year-old woman. Ashwaka Sedged Al-Brigawar, 23-year-old woman. Badreya Abbas, 50-year-old woman. Baida Fares Zabda, unknown aged female. Fares Hamsa Abbas, 31-year-old man. And now I'll read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Afghanistan in the past week. Scott Jeffrey Walsh, reported killed on the 9th of August, 32 years old, Canadian Army. Also on the 9th of August, Leigh Reeves, 25 years old, British Army, Leicester, England. On the 11th of August, Andrew James Eichelenboom, 23 years old, Canadian Army, Comox, British Columbia. Also on the 11th of August, Andrew Small, 19 years old, U.S. Army, Wiscasset, Maine. Also on the 11th of August, James P. White, Jr., 19 years old, U.S. Army, Huber Heights, Ohio. Also on the 11th of August, Rogelio R. Garza, Jr., 26 years old, U.S. Army, Corpus Christi, Texas. On the 12th of August, Sean Tanzi, 26 years old, British Army, Washington, Tyne and Wear, England. And now I'll read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq in the past week. On the 6th of August, Stephen A. Seal, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Grafton, West Virginia. Also on the 6th of August, Carlton A. Clark, 22 years old, U.S. Army, South Royalton, Vermont. Also on the 6th of August, Jose Zamora, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Sunland Park, New Mexico. And also on the 6th of August, Tracy L. Melvin, 31 years old, U.S. Army, Seattle, Washington. On the 9th of August, Aaron Jagger, 43 years old, U.S. Army, Hillsdale, Michigan. Also on the 9th of August, Ignacio Ramirez, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Henderson, Nevada. Also on the 9th of August, Shane W. Woods, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Palmer, Alaska. Also on the 9th of August, Stephen P. Menemeyer, 26 years old, U.S. Army, Granite City, Illinois. And also on the 9th of August, Jeffrey S. Brown, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Trinity Center, California. On the 10th of August, Jeremy Z. Long, 18 years old, U.S. Marine, Sun Valley, Nevada. This has been the War's Toll for the 7 days through August 14th, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. As always, our hearts go out to all of the fallen, their loved ones, relatives, neighbors in all countries.